Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. Lloyd Chapman is our guest. He's a new friend. He's the president of Microcomputer Industry Suppliers Association. He's got some interesting things he wants to talk to us about. Lloyd, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here. Lloyd, one of the things that my audience knows about is what the SBA has been doing and the government says it's been doing to help small business owners really have access to some of the government contracts. There's been a big push to unbundle a lot of the big contracts that are out there where a big contractor would, a general contractor would get the bid and then dole out the small business portion to whoever he wanted or she wanted to have it. And they're trying to get those unbundled, and apparently have had some success with that. And also, some of the things the SBA is doing specifically to marry up small businesses with government purchasers, government customers. But your organization says they're not doing enough, and it's not happening fast enough. Is that right?
Yeah, I don't really see that happening. Like we'd like to see it. one thing that I think about is over the last 15 years, the SBA and the OMB and GSA have passed a number of policies that I would say has essentially repealed the Small Business Act for companies selling to the government.
Now, SBA, Small Business Administration, the OMB is Office of Management and Budget, and the other organization that you mentioned?
The General Services Administration.
Yeah, GSA, okay.
Mm-hmm. And for one thing, that they've redefined what a small business is. So back in 1996, a small business was defined as a company with under 100 employees generally. And from one day to the next, they changed that to 500. So the average small business in America has about 12 to 15 employees.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're to start a company trying to sell the government, you could compete with companies with up to 100 employees. But when you get into 500, that's a pretty big company to have to compete with.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe when you look at a definition of 100 employees, that includes 98% of the companies in America. So I felt that was a reasonable definition. So we're trying to get the government to change that definition back to 100 employees, and but they're kind of resisting. The thing that they seem to have tried to do over the years is allow larger and larger companies to be considered small businesses, to the point that today, as we sit here and talk on your show, some of the biggest companies in the world are currently receiving federal small business contracts.
Are these companies that 10 years ago were small companies and they've just grown? I know that's one of the issues that's going on right now.
Well, there's a lot of confusion about that. Yeah, there is a group of companies that were small, and then over the course of the contract, they grew not to be small, but that's actually a fairly small percentage. The problem, I think, that I don't see a lot of people talking about is that you have large companies that will buy a small company.
Mm-hmm.
And they can keep that small business status for up to 20 years. So the SBA and the OMB and the GSA wrote a policy that would essentially allow the biggest company in the world to buy a small business and keep that small business status for up to 20 years. So they've allowed people to basically buy a small business status and keep it for 20 years. And that has shifted such a large portion of small business contracts in the hands of some very big companies. And when people talk about small business numbers, one thing that's almost kind of funny to me is at the hearing on May 7th at the House Small Business Committee that I provided testimony, there were people there from the government talking about, how good small businesses are doing. And they don't realize that when you say small business today, that includes Fortune 1000 companies, international conglomerates, and other very, very large companies. So we've gotten away from the primary purpose of the Small Business Act, which is award a fair portion of government contracts to the companies where most Americans work.
But if those companies have been acquired by bigger companies, obviously those bigger companies are listed on the stock market somewhere. They're public companies.
Oh, sure.
And doesn't it isn't the fact, as far as I'm concerned, of course, I don't get to make the rules for the government, but as far as I'm concerned, once you become a public company, you're no longer small business, even if you do fit the numbers game. As long when you have access to capital, that eliminates you as a small business when you have access to public capital.
That would seem reasonable, but you've got a number of publicly traded companies today that are doing business with the government as small businesses. I also think to me, once you're doing $1 billion a year, you shouldn't be a small business anymore.
Yeah.
But again, the SBA and the OMB, disagree. I even understand that, when I was up in Washington, I met with a lot of members of Congress and a lot of people in government, and the Defense Department has got a proposal right now to raise the definition of small business even larger. They want to make it even bigger. So yesterday I had a very interesting conversation with someone who works at the SBA. And the guy had been there many, many years. And I said, basically, it looks to me like the SBA, and the OMB and has essentially repealed the Small Business Act. And he said to me, I think that would be a fair characterization.
Hmm.
But
now, within the last 30 days, maybe 6 weeks, I guess, within the last 6 weeks, the deputy administrator, Marilyn Stablehouse, has been on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been here several times before. And she was one of the things she was talking about was and I've forgotten the venue, the name of the venue, but there's going to be one this month, or I should say in June, in Chicago, where they're making the venue available for small business owners from wherever they want to come from, or they don't even have to show up. They can just apply from wherever they are to match these small businesses up with major of government customers, people who have contracts out there and who have the requirement to fill them with small businesses, and they're matching up these small businesses. Now, that's how do you reconcile all that with what you're saying?
Just a PR effort. It's not going to get any results.
You think all that's smoke and mirrors?
Oh, there's no question. I'll tell you a quick story. Many years ago, I went to one of those shows here in California, where the government contractors, had their tables out and their booths, and they're sitting there talking to small business people lined up. And the next day, I had a meeting with a major government contractor, and I met with a young woman who'd been there at the show. And she was fairly new to the company, and she told me a story how she came back from the trade show with hundreds of line cards and catalogs from small businesses, and she asked her boss, who was head of purchasing for a major government contractor, what she should do with the material. He told her to throw it in the dumpster and just keep on buying from who they've been buying from.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these things are just smoke and mirrors. It's a public relations, effort.
Well, stand by, Lloyd. When we come back, folks, we're going to get Lloyd to tell us he's identified a problem. We're going to get him to tell us if he has a solution for it. 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. Lloyd Chapman is our guest and our new friend. He's the president of Microcomputer Industry Suppliers Association. Lloyd, why don't you tell us about your organization? What do you do?
Well, we started the organization about a year ago, actually, to oppose an SBA policy that would have established a size standard for people in the IT industry that I thought was unreasonably high. The average firm in the IT industry, like most small business, has about 12, 15 employees.
These are technology companies.
Mm-hmm.
And the SBA information technology.
Yeah. People in the information technology industry, people supplying products to the government. And the SBA proposed a new NIC code with a size standard of 500 employees. So we opposed it. And according to them, we got the highest response in the history of the SBA opposing it. And they wanted to do a 500-employee size standard, and we favored a 100-employee size standard, which we think is more reasonable. And that's how we got started. Then I started working on a lot of other issues, and it just sort of snowballed. And, at this point in time, we've gotten, I guess, maybe 100 stories in newspapers around the country. I got that GAO investigation that disclosed that, a significant portion of small business contracts are going to large companies, and the House Committee on Small Business had a hearing on that, and just kind of gotten a lot of attention on the issue. And we're just going to keep on going with it. We're, we actually have even considered taking some type of legal action against the SBA to try to force them to to comply with government regulations, trying to see that a fair portion of government contracts goes to small business. But this has been going on for, 15 years. It's been going on through, I guess, a number of administrations.
So this is not a, you don't see this as a particular administration's issue. This is a systemic thing that's been going on inside the the SBA for a number of years. That's what you're saying?
Yep. Yeah, it's been going on for a long time. In fact, to tell you the truth, I would describe it as almost a culture. In Washington, D.C., the culture is not how can we help small businesses, but how can we get around the Small Business Act. So if you're someone that works for a federal agency, for the SBA or the GSA, the DOD, the expertise that they're looking for is, can you help us get around the Small Business Act? Can you help us, make it look like we're hitting our small business goals and, do business with large businesses? So it's actually a culture. And I've actually sat down with people at the SBA and different agencies and talked to them, and it's quite fascinating. They're so immersed in it that they don't even realize, what they're doing is damaging to small businesses, where most Americans work. And they're just so used to that that they almost, don't understand it. I have what I'll say converted a few people.
And well, one of the things, Lloyd, that obviously, your position is a lightning rod position, and you're creating some very controversial points here, which I'm certainly not saying that I disagree with at all. I want the truth to come out. If you're onto something, I want it to come out. I don't care whose ox it gores, because you know where my position is. My position is with small business. And so if you're onto something that maybe some of us don't know about, and you can uncover something that will make small business stronger and make it more successful, then obviously I'm going to hold your coat. I'm going to park cars. I'm going to pour coffee. Whatever you need me to do. But the thing is what do you say to these people? What are your give us some facts that help you defend your position?
Well, Nitti Velasquez puts out a report every year called Scorecard. Nitti Velasquez is the ranking member of the House Small Business Committee, and every year it shows that the government's not hitting their small business goals. And when you talk to people in government, they say that they're trying. That's kind of a silly term. There's enough mechanisms in place that allow agencies and contracts to hit their goals. They're choosing not to hit those goals. But, the GAO report pointed out that that a significant portion of small business contracts, like I said, are going to large businesses.
Well, let me ask you a question. Let me stop you for a second. Do you think how much of that is lobbying by the big companies?
And how much
of it is the fact that the government has said, when we deal with some small companies, we really can't be productive with them because they're not really developed to a level where they can really give us, kind of fit into our system.
I think that's a lame excuse. There is a lot of lobbying on the part of big companies. When you see the list of these companies, they're household names. There's some of them are Fortune 500 companies, and they're some of the biggest companies in the world. So clearly, there's been some lobbying, but the excuse that small business can't compete, that's just ridiculous. And quite frankly, the Small Business Act doesn't say, work with small business if it's convenient or cost-effective. The Small Business Act, as I told Congress, it was an economic stimulus package, and it's designed to direct federal funds into the hands of the companies where most Americans work. And yes, it might be easier sometimes to work with a large business, but see, that's why it's a law.
Let me stop you for a second because we only got about 30 seconds.
Okay.
What's your next step?
Well, right now I'm working on this annual recertification, and on my website, www.misa.us, I've got an email people can send to the SBA to support recertification, which will prevent large companies from continuing to receive, small business contracts.
MISA.org?
.us.
.us. MISA.us.
Yep.
Lloyd, I appreciate you joining us today. You've kind of stirred up some things here for us, and I'm glad to know about it, and I know my audience is too. You'll have to keep us posted on how things are going.
All right.
Thanks, Lloyd. Lloyd
Thank
Chapman,
you.
Ladies and gentlemen, with Microcomputer Industry Suppliers Association. Quick break. I'll be right back with Melinda Davis. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Well, there's a country boy named Johnny B. Goode who never...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.